Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. I'd like to welcome you all to hold on for a second here. This is the Elohim Radio Show. We are live and in living color, and we appreciate you being a part of our show. And listening to what we have to say, you know, we have a very interesting topic today, but not naturally, I always like to start off with my favorite subject, food. I like to start off with love because it's very important. If we don't know how to love each other, don't know how to be around each other, be a part of what each other's doing, how in the world can we come together as a group? How in the world can we come together as a family? We have so many dysfunctional families out here, so much going on that people don't have a clue to what it is. Well, that's what we're here to talk about today. I like talking about solutions, and one of the solutions is love. Love is the act that makes others feel good. Now, if you're in the process of doing something and it don't make others feel good, then you're doing the wrong thing, okay? Going to commit an act. I'm not going to talk about love too much here because we got quite a few things to get into and talk about culture. One thing that we have to get used to is treating each other in a certain manner. Love is an act that makes others feel good. So if you're going to commit an act and you know it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. If you're going to make a statement knowing that it's going to piss the other person off, don't go there. Okay? Stay within the boundaries of love. Remember, Yahshua said, love your neighbor. When he said that, I said, you have to be out your mind. Not love your neighbor, he said, love your enemies. Who in the world can love their enemies? I'm saying that was crazy, but that was before I knew what love is. I'm thinking love is just a crazy thing that everybody talks about when they, everybody just go crazy and you stalking and can't live without the person. You have to kill yourself because the person don't want you. That has nothing to do with love at all, okay? That's a twisted sense of some type of sadistic, emotional, out-of-control person. That's what that is, you know? If the person don't want you, you know, they don't want you, okay? If the person's not showing you love, don't spend the rest of your life being miserable, you know, because that one person will show you love. When you meet somebody that actually shows you love and loves you, boy, that changes everything, I'm telling you, okay? Now, the culture, and what we're talking about today, our primary topic today is our culture, you know? One of the biggest problems that we have is that we literally don't know what culture is. I started the Texas show as what is the real African culture, but it just dawned on me. Most people don't know what culture is. They think that to be a part of the culture, you have to dress a certain way, act a certain way, look a certain way, you know, that really has nothing to do with the culture, right? That's the strategy that the 1%, whoever's running whatever country, whatever place where you're at, that's the strategy that the 1% of having some type of unified base so that the people can be of one accord. That's not really the culture, okay? We don't get into culture now, but the first question that I'd like to get into is that, is there a different culture for most countries, right? Now, that's very interesting. Is there a different culture for most countries? When you use the term culture, people don't have a clue what it is. And I talk to people, I listen to them, and they don't have a clue what it is. They run around and think that, well, they got the football culture, the basketball culture, the baseball culture. But they're not cultures, they're distractions. to put those things out there to distract you from the real reality of what's going on. And if you talk to most people, once you listen to this show for an hour, you will have a pretty good understanding of what culture is. And this is my this is where I'll be coming from, okay? I like dealing with solutions, right? The solutions, you know, we can talk about the problems all day long. We done this, they doing this, he's doing that, she's doing that. Okay, but that don't get us anywhere. But if you can adapt to what your culture is and why they're keeping you from your culture, then that's a whole other ballgame, because your actual culture can solve a lot of the problems that we're dealing with in the family, in the system, and wherever we at. If you really knew what culture was, then you know how to actually conduct yourself in different countries. Because we think, now the question is there a different culture for most countries? There's only about 2 or 3 cultures, period, that everybody is using. We're not using a whole bunch of cultures. You think if you put on the dashiki or a suit or wear this or wear that, and that's part of a culture? No, that has nothing to do with the culture. That's the strategy from the 1% to have to divide you so that certain people look this way, certain people look that way, certain people dress like this, certain people dress like that. All this is part of the divide and conquer strategy that they're using for you. Let's deal with the American culture. What is the American culture? You think the American culture is running around with the red, white, and blue flag? No. You think the American culture is what the KKK is talking about, or what Trump is talking about in office right now? No. The American culture is dog-eat-dog survival of the fittest. That's this culture. Okay? Now, this culture right now is prominent in most countries that the Europeans have had contact with. Because when you come with this culture, all right, you're conquering, you're taking advantage of people, you're doing whatever you have to do to place yourself and your group on top. And for people to challenge you, they feel as though they have to be of the same mindset to challenge you, because a liar is a liar is a liar. A thief is a thief is a thief. And you got to remember, when this country was started, it was started by liars and thieves. Liars, thieves, murderers, and killers who come through here with the one thing in mind: survival of the fittest. Dog eat dog. You know what I'm saying? That's how they came. That's how they treated you. That's how they've been acting towards you ever since you've been here. I'm talking about the 1%. That's how they've been acting towards you ever since you've been here. I use the term 1% because the people that are screwing up your lives come in all colors, okay? I don't want to say European. Then you run into somebody that looks like you and think they are right, and they screw you around. You understand what I'm saying? Let's go back to what Martin said. You have to judge a person by the context of the character. You feel me? But culture, this culture, is dog-eat-dog, survival of the fittest. Now, when they came to the African continent, I'm talking about the European now, when they first came to the African continent, there were no jails. Why were there no jails? Why weren't people getting locked up like crazy? Why weren't people just going crazy? They wasn't doing that. There was a culture in place, right? Now, this culture, most people, because by design, out of 1%, they don't want you to know what's up, what's down, what's sideways. They don't want you to know anything. They want you dumbed down and not knowing what's really going, not knowing the real reality of what's happening. The culture that they came into was the culture of reap what you sow. You say, wait a minute, brother. You got to be crazy. That's not a culture. Yes, it is. That's what I'm saying. We don't know what culture is. We think that there's different cultures. If you go to Denmark or Sweden, what they ran, you go to Ghana or another different part of Africa, you think what they wearing and how they dress, all that, you think that's the culture. I'm getting a, hold on for a second. I'm getting a call from Mac, which I shouldn't be getting, but I'm getting. Yes, sir.
Did you
have
the wrong telephone number?
Yes. 516-453-9230.
Okay. The number was not
in. 516-453-9230. I got people on the line now. So you might. All right. All right. Well, call me. Call me back in at that number. See what happens. Much love. Okay. Sorry about that. We have one of my favorite callers who can't seem to get in, and that might be by design too. Big Brother has a way of playing tricks with us. But at any rate, the number is right because people are on the line right now. So, where were we at? We were talking about culture. Yes. When we're talking about different countries, we think they're all under different cultures because of the way they dress and the way they run around, do different things. Because you put on a dashiki doesn't make you part of African culture, okay? Because you put on a suit and tie don't make you a part of the American culture, okay? Your dress code don't make you part of the culture. It only signifies your alignment with the attitude of the people that are running the country, okay? When you walk out there with a bathing suit on or half naked, that's in alignment with the people that are running the country because they have to literally go to court so that they can wear them bathing suits because at one time it was against the law to wear that little skimpy stuff on the beach. I don't know if most people know that or not, but for some reason, he still hasn't gotten back in here yet. I don't see his number. If they keep going on. But that's not the culture. When you really get into this culture, it's doggy dog, survival of the fittest. That's the culture. Now, there's two cultures. There's the doggy dog culture and survival of the fittest, and there's a reap what you sow culture. Those are the two cultures that are prominent throughout the entire planet. If you go into most countries that are so-called, we call them backwards, but they're living close to nature, they're under the reap what you sow culture. They don't need jails and stuff like that there because nobody commits a crime. Because you're not going to do to somebody else what you don't want done to you. That's the culture, okay? It's the culture we were under. That's why we didn't have no jail. If we went back to the original African culture now, the American jails would empty out. Because the things that our children are doing, they wouldn't be doing because it would be against their natural culture. You say, wait a minute, man. Are you sure you've given us the right thing? Listen. Let's ask yourself this question. Most of the 1%ers are afraid of you going back to your natural culture. Why? Because your natural culture is really what you sow. These suckers and the stuff that they're doing, you wouldn't allow this to go on. You know what I'm saying? Because under your culture, somebody kill your child. You don't go after the person. You go after their kid. You know what I'm saying? Somebody put a bullet in your child, you go put a bullet in their child. That's the rebirth of your culture. They wouldn't be doing this madness out here that they're doing right now if you were under your culture. Somebody do something to you, like they said in one of the movies, somebody mess with me, I mess with them. That's your culture. You make them pay for what they're doing. Follow what I'm saying? Under your culture, you wouldn't be out here marching in the street with picket signs and all that. You would be taking care of business. You would handle it the way it was handled with you. That's your culture. That's why they're afraid of you coming back to your culture. Because if you come back to your culture, okay, they could not do what they're doing to you today because you wouldn't allow it. It would be forbidden under your culture according to the spirit under which you were brought into existence. Yes, they are afraid, scared to death, that you're going to go back to your original culture. Because original culture don't allow certain things to go down. You know, the way you treat your female, the way you treat your male. Under the original culture, you wouldn't treat each other as badly as the way you're treating each other, because it just wouldn't make sense, okay? Just like we talk about the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments has nothing to do with religion. It's the social part of your culture of what you sow. I know I got into all this before, but I think it's so important that we understand, that we can see what we're losing when we don't have our original culture. This is how they're getting over on us, too. I'm talking about black people now. This is how Europeans are getting over on blacks, because it's in your DNA. It's naturally a part of you to love and be good, and that's naturally who you are. You understand what I'm saying? But when you run up into this lying, conniving, cheating a person that came here to steal everything that you have, you know, then we got a problem. We have a real problem, okay? Because we don't know how to deal with this man. We don't know how to deal with them on the level that they're coming at us, because we're not functioning under the proper culture. I was going to, the original text today was supposed to be, the original text was supposed to be, what is a real African culture? But it just dawned on me as I'm talking to people, they don't even know what culture is. Most people I talk to, I'm not saying everybody, because you got some really sharp people out here, but a lot of people I talk to don't know what culture is. And they running around with the we call it the hip-hop culture. They call it the hip-hop culture. There ain't no culture. Just because you're dressing with your pants falling off your butt, that's not culture. That's a group's way of realigning you to so that they'll know that they have people out there that's supporting them, okay? That's what that is all about. If you look a certain way, follow a certain practice and stuff like that, dress-wise, then that lets the people know that are putting out that particular dress code that you're going to spend your money on the stuff that they put out there. You're going to spend your money buying what they're advertising. That's what that is. It has nothing to do with the culture. When you get into the culture of dog-eat-dog, survival of the fittest, now you're involved in this country. In this country's culture. And when you go into the Justice Department, when you're dealing with the police, whoever you're dealing with in this culture, you're dealing with a person that's raised under a dog-eat-dog culture. That means you have to watch your back. I don't care what color they are. You got to watch your back until you get a chance to talk with that person. Talk with these people and find out where they're really coming from. You understand what I'm saying? Hold on, we got a hand up here. Normally, I bring the hands in right away because the conversation is constantly moving forward, and they might want to talk about something that I said right then, and I don't want them to have to retrogress the conversation as we move on. So we have, 19. That's Brother Matt. He finally got in here. So, yes, sir, Brother Matt, your mic is open.
Yes, Brother Elohim, you need to know that when you sent the message out, you said you gave the number as 561 rather than 516.
Okay, so that was my error. All right, so that means some people won't be able. Some people won't be able to.
Right, right. Unless they figure it out. Unless they figure it out,
yeah.
The number is no longer valid or something. But anyhow,
okay.
you need to know that you might do a quickie and resend it to the people that you text to. Anyhow, that was the case.
Yeah, well, I can't resend it now. So whoever didn't get it, they just didn't get it. I have to be more careful of that. Them little typos, you know. Old school,
yes,
dealing with these phones and stuff, you know, we make mistakes like that. Thanks for bringing it to my attention, okay? So I'm going to leave your mic open as we go along. So if you have a comment or statement, we can just jump in, okay?
Very well.
Okay, so. I just dropped everything. I got two phones, two laptops. I got a lot of stuff going on here. Okay, so now we're talking about culture. Most people don't know what culture is. That's why I brought the topic the way I brought it, okay? Because we have the wrong understanding of what culture is. And what we're standing under that's the way one of the brothers put that particular term. What we're standing under thinking is culture is not. The way you dress, the way you talk, the way you're, well, the way you're acting is part of the culture. But the way you dress, the way you talk, that has nothing to do with the culture, okay? The culture is an underlying philosophy that governs the actions of the people as to how they treat each other and what's going on in the country. You wonder why some of us are being treated so badly. It's because of the dog-eat-dog culture. You got to understand, the European took them 800 years, 800 years to get out from under black rule. I'm going to say that again. It took the European 800 years to get out from under black rule, all right? And the dog-eat-dog, survival of the fittest culture is what got them out from under your rule. They don't want to change that. They want to keep that culture, and they want to make sure they walk around talking about love and all that kind of stuff, but it's about their love. They're about maintaining their position on top, and they'll do whatever they have to do, come hell or high water, to maintain that position on top. Now, here's your problem, okay? In our DNA is our natural culture, all right? We what you saw. We try to do right. We do the best we can to do right. Under this culture, it's like being being crazy, trying to do right. Because whenever you're trying to do right in this culture, you run into that dog-eat-dog. And that dog-eat-dog will use your kindness and goodness to manipulate you to take everything you got. This is why you get to a certain point and all of a sudden everything is gone. Because you're trusting somebody that you think is a part of who you thought they were and they weren't. They are part of this culture. They come at you for one reason, to take what you have. And that's why they come at you. So you have to be able to weed the people out. Now that you know what culture you're under and what culture you come out of, okay, your culture, your natural culture makes you kind of appear to be weak to the culture of dog-eat-dog, eat what you sow. When the Europeans first came here, we didn't try to kill them and run them off. We welcomed them, showed them how to grow food, showed them how to eat, because it's part of who we are. That's part of our culture. You know what I'm saying? And when they got here, man, what did they do? They took our culture, turned it upside down, killed, murdered as many as they could to take what we had. And this is how they've been coming at you. So when you're in a situation, don't get caught up on the meat suit. Don't matter what color the person is. It has nothing to do with what culture they're coming at you with. And most of us, I'm saying most of us here in the United States, no matter what color you are or what so-called race that you say you're from, we've been raised under the culture of dog-eat-dog, reap what you sow. That's the culture we've been raised under. So you have to be careful. This is why they have contracts where you write stuff down and they have the judges and the lawyers. You understand what I'm saying? People say one thing today and they'll say something else tomorrow. And when you confront them with it, I don't recall. Is that what they say in Congress? Oh, well, I don't recall. They don't remember. You didn't write it down. You can't prove they said it. You know, you're not Big Brother, so you don't have eyes in the skies and tapes everywhere. You can figure out what they're doing and what they're saying. You don't have that, although you should have that. But you don't have that because you don't realize what you're up against. Now, I'm telling you what you're up against right now. The solution to this dilemma is to realize that your natural culture is reap what you sow, okay? That's the goodness, the kindness. It's there trying to get out. But you're under a culture of dog-eat-dog, survival of the fittest. Every time you raise that little kind, little face of yours, bam, somebody smack it. And you say, oh, wait a minute, man. You know what I mean? You have to be careful. Know what culture you're under. There's only two cultures, mostly there's just two cultures running the planet right now. The people that are living close to nature, they fall into the reap what you sow culture. The people that are running government, they fall into the dog-eat-dog survival of the fittest culture. Those are the two cultures that you're up against. One is ingrained in your DNA, and the other one is a made-up culture to take, conquer, kill, murder, whatever we have to do to stay on top. That's what they do. And if you want to know part of the systems that they're using, well, not systems, but part of the philosophies that they're going by, go buy the book, 48 Laws of Power. In fact, you can go on YouTube, put them in 48 Laws of Power, and it'll come up right on YouTube. You don't have to spend no money. Just get the 48 Laws of Power. And that book will break down and explain to you exactly what they're doing, how they're doing it, the way they're doing it, everything else. You can go get Sun Tzu, you know what I mean? The Art of War. You can go get that. There's books that tell you how this dog-eat-dog culture works and how you can survive and protect yourself under the dog-eat-dog culture when naturally you don't want to be the dog. Naturally, that's not who you are. And they know that, and they use that as your weakness because they know you want to do right. They know you want to do good. They know who you are. You follow what I'm saying? They know who you are. Most people, I'm not talking about whatever meat suit that you're in, whatever color you think you're coming from. Most people, if I'm saying, want to do right and want to do good. But that 1%, they got one thing on their mind. How can I take this guy's stuff today? What can I take from this guy today? Oh, he got a new car. Well, who he worked for? Oh, he worked for me. Well, now I want that car. So if he don't have this job no more, I can get that car and his house. So what he do? The minute you get your brand new house and your new car, you're riding and looking good, everything's going for all of a sudden, your job downsized. You don't lost your job, house going, car going, everything going. You wonder what happened. Somebody came to take your stuff. That's what happened. Because there's things that you're missing. That happens too because we put the Bible aside. Oh, man, this guy bringing up the Bible. Here we go again. I'm a Bible thumper because I know how to read it. You see what I'm saying? Listen. We're not talking about economics today. I'm just going to throw this out here, right? When the story of David and Joseph, a story of Joseph, when they stuck him in a hole and sent him to Egypt, how did he save Kemet? What did he do to save Kemet? He told him to spend half, save half for 7 years. That's a 50% budget. If you were under that budget right now, you would never lose your house, never lose your car. You would never lose anything, and you wouldn't even need the doggone bank because you would be saving half your money and spending half your money. And you know that if you can't save half your money, you're living beyond your means, then you'll cut back. Not to spend more money, you cut back to save more money. If you got to get an extra job, it's not to get an extra job to buy those expensive things. It's to get an extra job to save that money so that you can create more economics for yourself. Boy, that's a mouthful. But that's in the Bible. That's the solution to your problems right now. Right now, are you on the 50% budget? Can you save half your money? Can you walk down to the bank and sign a check and get half the money that you've been making over the last 10 years? Can you go down and get that? No, you can't because you haven't been, you've been reading the Bible, but the ministers have been telling you how to see what's in the Bible. Now, I wanted to bring this up actually because a friend of mine, Brother Mac, he asked me about the bread. We were talking about, at that time, we were talking about eating, diet. That was last week we were talking about diet and what to eat, how to, I'm on a track to live to be 200 years old. So the information I'm putting out is push you towards that particular goal. That's my goal. It don't have to be yours, but it's to push you towards that goal. And he asked me, he says, what about bread? But when Yahshua was talking about the bread, sure, we can deal with the bread as the eating thing, but it goes a little deeper than that. You have to ask yourself, what did he do with the bread when they gave it to him? They shared it. He shared it. You're supposed to share your wealth with those who are less fortunate than you. Okay, this is just a couple of things I'm breaking down. See, this is why we miss stuff because we don't know how to read the books that they're giving us. Okay. Now, oh boy, I'm at the commercial thing here, so I'm gonna stop right now. And we're going to drop a little information for those that are listening on the line. Those that are listening and tuning in, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, because we're here to give you solutions to these problems that you're under, okay? The biggest problem that we're having right now is that we're not under our culture, and we don't understand the culture that we're under and how to protect ourselves against this culture. But right now, I like to, this is the Brother Elohim Speaks Sunday show. I'm here every Sunday from 8 to 9. The call in number is 516-453-9230. Brother McNally told me I texted the wrong number out to some of the callers, but hopefully next week I'll do a little better. I won't make a mistake next week. I'll be a little more careful. You know, I read the text twice, but what are you going to do? His show, I'm on every Sunday. The call in number is 516-453-9230. I have a CD on the market. You can go to CD Baby and check it out or go on YouTube. It's called Elohim Christ 10 Tracks. It's a gospel CD, okay? I wrote and produced it myself. So it's on YouTube. You can listen to it. You can go listen to it and see what kind of stuff I'm doing musically, all right? I also have a book coming out. Well, like that, I've written four books. One of them is on the market, Amazon.com, Elohim Speaks. So you can go in and check that book out. Now, also, we have the Legacy of a Nation show. Was hosted by Mac at 7752. They're on every Saturday at 6 p.m. The call in number is 319-527-6199. Then you have the Queen to Harris show. That's on between Thursday and Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. That call in number is 927-889-8059. And she keeps it real. That's one reason I like the show. And Dr. Jones comes on Wednesday. I like the way he talks. Brother's so calm and so peaceful. It's just amazing, you know. His name is Dr. Jones. He got a couple of books out, too. So you might want to go on the web and check out his books, okay? And also you have Spoken Word, which is by Sister Tammy. That's Brother Will. I am Sister. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but she's on YouTube. You can go check out Spoken Word. She has the numbers and all that stuff listed, so you can check her out as well, okay? Now, since we have Brother Mac on the line, I'm going to put a few minutes aside and let Brother Mac explain to you what he has and what he'll be talking about on Saturday for his show. You're just halfway through the show, because once we get fired up, we're to the last minute. Next thing you know, you only have a few minutes for your guests to talk about what they do, okay? Brother Mac, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Brother Elohim.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let us know about yourself, bro.
All right. Legacy of a Nation is the name of my show, and every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. for an hour, we talk about the things that affect us as far as health, history, politics, and economics. For an hour, we can talk with and among and about ourselves in a way that we don't have a forum otherwise. And the call-in number is I'm going to make sure that I give it out right. But 319-527-6199. And that's every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m., Legacy of a Nation. And our mission is to increase the awareness of the Aboriginal community. Thank you very much, Brother Elohim.
Yes, sir. I just had a couple more calls. You know, I called that number and it didn't work. I had to get the right number. Oh, boy. So I have to be more careful when I give those numbers out. Now, we're talking about culture today. Do you have a comment or anything you'd like to say about the questions that we pose and about the about culture?
Well, when you say that most of us don't know or many of us don't know what culture is, I have to agree with you. I'm glad you're here to enlighten us and to give us something to think about, because we take for granted that our culture is our everyday the things that we do on a regular basis, and that have been passed down from one generation to the next. And you're giving us a completely different perspective as to what culture really is. And I'd like you to, if you would, explain more fully what you mean by the culture of reap what you sow. I understand the literal term of reap what you sow. If you plant wheat, you're probably going to harvest wheat. If you plant grass, then you would expect to harvest grass. But if you would please explain a little more fully what do you mean by a culture of reap what you sow.
Okay, but before I do that, I'd like to just tell those who are on the line that the mics are open. So if you want to talk, just press 1, and then let me know that you have something to say, and I'll bring you in right away. I don't like to let the guests wait when they click in because they want to talk about what we're talking about right now. So just press 1 if you want to say something or if you need to make a comment, and I will bring you into the show. Okay. Now, see, now the culture of reap what you sow. I really like to talk about this because we have been misinformed on so much, and this is the biggest thing that we have been misinformed on that I can think of, because the culture of reap what you sow is cosmological, and it affects everything in the universe. So once you're thinking under that particular culture again, the whole universe comes under a different perspective for you. You follow what I'm saying? And things become a lot more simpler, and it's not as complicated. We're talking about, let's say, rocket science. You put two chemicals together, you're going to get a reaction. To have a control reaction, you use mathematics, and that will control the reaction. What's so hard about that? You understand what I'm saying? But when they say rocket science, you think, oh, my God, I'm not a rocket scientist. Like, it's so complicated. It's not complicated. You know what I'm saying? It's very simple. Once you're under your proper culture, the entire universe was constructed based on that particular culture. If you put a body in motion at a certain rate of speed, when it hits the gravity of the sun, it's going to go into an orbit around the sun. That's reap what you sow. What you've sown out, you're going to get back. That's how the whole universe is set up. Hold on for a minute. I really texted the wrong number. They called me like crazy. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry about this. Just give me a second here. Yes. You got the wrong number. Okay. 516. 453-9230.
Okay, I got some security.
No, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. 516-453-9230. I'm confusing myself here. Yeah, so just calling on that number. We still got about another 20 minutes left, so you're good. 9230. Okay, much love. I have to apologize for that. I did, like Max said, I texted in groups, and one group got the wrong number. Other groups got the right number. I made a mistake on one of the groups. They're calling in now, texting me, trying to figure out what the heck is going on. How come I can't get into the show? So I have to apologize to those that are not here, and I want to thank those that are here. They're listening to participating in the show. Now, we're talking about our cosmological roots. It makes everything simple. That's why I talk about love. Love is the act that makes us feel good. Under the culture of reap what you sow, that's what love is. You don't do something to somebody that you don't want to do back to you. That's the culture of reap what you sow. And it's cosmological. We were under that culture. There was no religion. We didn't need religion. We didn't need to realign ourselves with source energy because we were already connected to source. And we knew that under our natural culture, okay? We knew that we were carrying power because all the power comes through the energy that's in the universe. And we are that energy. We are part of that energy. And it's that energy that the entire universe is made up of, which is source substance, okay? I don't want to go too fast here because I'm tripping myself up. So I want people to kind of see what I'm talking about so that they can agree or disagree with it, you know? But the culture is cosmological. If you're making a cake, I like this example, okay? What you put into the cake, that's chemistry. What you put in the chemistry, the ingredients you put in, using mathematics, if the cake come out right, you're going to sow, you're going to reap the same cake every time. Just reap what you sow. Everything functions off reap what you sow. You follow what I'm saying? And that's what makes the whole universe, it simplifies the whole universe for us, okay? I already got a hand up. Somebody finally got in. Hold on for a minute. I like to bring the callers in right away. But your culture is so important. It's the most important thing that you can have because it stops the madness that you're going through with the European. I'm talking about the black folks. It will stop the madness because you will not let them. When somebody do something to one of yours, you ain't going to get no picket sign. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be marching around the rotunda, marching around the doggone Washington, trying to ask somebody to take care of this person that hurt one of yours. That person is gone. You know what I mean? Let them march around your house. Why? You know what I mean? That's under the culture of what you saw. That's why they're afraid for us to go back under our natural culture because, man, things will definitely change. Hold on. Now, we got 8384. I'm opening up your mic. Yes, sir. You have a comment or a statement that you want to make? You're on the Brother Elohim show. That's 8384.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes. I'm sorry about the wrong numbers and stuff that I gave out, but that was the typo for me for that particular group. What we're talking about is the culture. We just went to the commercial. I kind of know who this is. This is Frank, right?
Yes.
Franklin, hi.
I heard you talking about changing the world, and that's what we've got to do. The white Christian wide right sees the president of Russia as the Messiah of white supremacy worldwide, and they see Trump as one of his disciples. And that's what we're up against. You know, so I think, we've got this monetary system, capitalism that we have now. I think Winston Churchill said that capitalism is the unfair disposition of wealth, because he also said that socialism was the fair disposition of misery. So what we got to do is just get in between that, man. And it's come up with talking about this cryptocurrency. Well, that's changing the way we're doing finances around the world. It can change the world for the good. And we just came up with a project that we're working on so we can all save some gold. That in the main place the gold is coming out of is Africa. And so it's our native land, so we want to get, we want to be in ownership of some of that gold, and we've come across a way of doing it.
Okay, well, let me make sure I understand what you're saying, because you're kind of coming in kind of low. I don't know. I think Max on the line. Can you hear him okay, Max?
Maybe I can.
What I'm understanding is that you have a system under which that we can purchase and use gold on an everyday basis. and you're sort of explaining the system to us and how we can use this goal. Is that what I'm getting here?
Yes. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you better now. Now I can hear you better. Okay. Okay. Well, if you want to give out your number where people can find out how to get this goal that you're bringing in from Africa and how to touch base with you more so they can get a more in-depth understanding or talk from you, you know, so that they can purchase this goal, be about this goal, you know. You have a call-in number that they can call?
Yes, I have a number that they can reach me and they can give me an email or a text number that I can send them all the information that they will need to take a look at it and get an understanding of it. It's 215-391-83-84. Yes, okay.
You want to say that again?
Yes, it's 215-391-8384.
Okay, so there you have it. That's Brother Franklin. He has a system. So there's a lot of things, there's a lot of people doing things out there that can help us and help us sort of overcome some of the problems that we have in and put us in the right direction. I appreciate Brother Frank for calling. And we do have to change the world, and the world that we're talking about is your world, because the only thing you can change is you. If you begin changing you, okay, then the world around you will begin to change, okay? So that's what we're talking about now. We're talking about making change and seeing and understanding that the change that you're trying to make. Now, one of the changes that I'm talking about is you embracing your natural culture and passing it on to your children. Because if you pass this, you pass your natural culture on to your children, you don't have to worry about your children going to jail for stealing, robbing, murder, anything like that. They're, because they're just not going to do that. It's just not part of who they are. You know, it's not part of who you are. But when you come against people that are under the dog-eat-dog, survival of the fittest culture, they will push you in that direction, because you're not going to sit around and let people kill off your children and don't do nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody come and harm your children, you're going to step up. You're going to step up to the plate. That's what the brothers were talking about on TV. They said, look, we're getting tired of this mess, and we're not going to take it no more. And he's right. But see, now the people who's naturally coming from the reap what you sow culture, it takes a little while to push them to that point. But when you get them to that point, they become some of the most vicious killers on the planet. You know what I mean? And the 1% know this. That's why they do things to pacify you when they're doing something that they know is wrong to you, because they don't want to get you past that boiling point. Because once you get to that boiling point, there's no stopping you. That's what the riots and all that stuff was back in the 60s and the 70s. We got to a boiling point. Hey, we're not taking this no more. We're tired. We're done with this. We'll burn this country to the ground if we have to make you stop. And the best way to hurt the 1% is to interrupt the cash flow. You know what I mean? These people doing what's great. Well, why are you buying their products? Buy your product from someplace else. You might have to pay a little more for it. If you're on a 50% budget, you can afford it. But you have to pay a little more for it. But don't buy their stuff no more. Buy from someplace else. And you say, we used to run around talking about, just to let you know how little understanding we have, we run around talking about buy black. How you go buy black if you ain't produced it? You go into a store that's black owned. All somebody else's products is in the store. So we talk about the money staying in the neighborhood 2 or 3 times. Once you go in there and buy everything out, where are they going with the money to resupply? they're going right back to the people that you're not trying to buy from to resupply. Then you got to buy from them again. What you've done is created a job for the store owner. You know what I'm saying? So until you start producing the stuff that you're using, hello? I'm going to say that again. Until you start producing the stuff that you're using, you can't buy from yourself. How are you going to buy from yourself if you ain't making nothing? Think about it. We're talking about reap what you sow. How are you going to reap something that you haven't sown? That's what Brother Mac mentioned earlier. He knows if he plant wheat, wheat going to grow. If you don't plant no wheat, how are you going to go get some wheat and sell it? You can't, because you haven't sown it. You haven't sown anything. So you have to think in terms of food, clothing, shelter, and security, okay? this is all part of the culture of reap what you sow. So I'm saying you have to think in terms of what am I sowing that I can reap? If you ain't sowing nothing but a 9-to-5 working with somebody else's company, all you're going to reap is what you get from the company. And when the company decides to shut down, nothing you can do about it. They decide to downsize. That's how you lose your house, your car. when you're at work and you start doing good, you start buying your house and your new car, don't tell nobody what you're buying because they get jealous. Oh, this nigga thinks he's uppity. Oh, no, we're going to shut him down. So they start working on you, doing little things to make you lose it, make you quit the job. They're treating you a little different, acting a different way towards you. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't have to put up with this. They know you ain't going to put up with it for so long because they know who you are. They know you have a point that you won't go beyond. And once you go, that if you go beyond that point, you're going to make something change. You're going to make something change. Either you're going to change the job. You're going to punch somebody out. I had a brother-in-law. He's one of my martial arts instructors. They pushed him to the point. He knocked the boss out, broke all his teeth. They pushed him to that point. And he's the most humble, the most peaceful guy in the world. I can't imagine what they did to get him to the point that he started knocking niggas out. I mean, it's just amazing. But as like I'm saying, they know who you are, and they know what they're dealing with because they know what's in your DNA. They know what's natural to you, and the natural culture is reap what you sow because the whole cosmos is constructed off of reap what you sow. Anything that you can think of in this particular dimension, anything that in this dimension that you can think of, you can put reap what you sow on it, and it makes better sense when you do that. It makes more sense. When you're teaching your child to cook in the kitchen, right, teach them the culture because that's what they're doing. Well, look, honey, if you put a half a cup of grease in the pan, the fried food will come out a little better. See what I'm saying? So if you sow it this way, if you sow it this way, you're going to reap a better product, okay? If you go to school and if you sow the lessons this way, you're going to reap better grades when you score. See what I'm saying? And it makes more sense to them. The way we explain it to the children now, they don't get it. They don't understand because when they go into the school system, you're telling them you're going to school to get smart. That's the wrong. That's not it. You know what I mean? When you made that child, okay, you reap what you sowed. And that child was born smart. They don't have to go to school to be smart. They're going to school because they're smart. See, this is the thinking. See, the whole thinking process begin to change when you're dealing with yourself. Don't tell your child a teacher going to make them smart. No teachers ain't making no children smart. Tell your child they're going to school because they are smart. And they can learn anything that the teacher's giving them. And if they're not getting it, it's not their fault. It's the teacher's fault. Because they're purposely, oh my goodness. They got 6 minutes. I get to run in my face here. They're purposely dumbing down our children. You gotta understand that there are only certain types of jobs out here. and the 1% guarantees the business owners people to work for them. Everybody's not going to be ahead of IBM, and everybody's not going to work in McDonald's. So they have to come up with a class system to push people into those particular type of occupations. Next week, we're going to talk about economics again, so we're going to get into that again, especially we're going to talk about this gold thing. We're talking about buying gold. Now, we need to get into that gold thing because it's important. And what I'd like to do right now, we got about 5 minutes left, so I'm going to talk here. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody who's on the line. And remember, when you call in, just press 1, and that lets me know that you have your hand up and lets me know that you have something to say. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go back to the two entrepreneurs and let them give out their numbers again so that we can, in case we didn't get it, we'll be able to get it. We only got about 5 minutes left, so we'll keep it kind of short. Brother Matt, you want to give out your calling numbers again so that people can catch you next Saturday and what your show is going to be about next Saturday?
Yes, sir. All right. For Legacy of a Nation, 6 to 7 p.m. every Saturday, the studio number is 319-527-6199. And I'm Brother Mac, and my loyal co-host is Sun 752. And we would love to have you call in and interact with us on Legacy of a Nation while we carry out our mission to increase the awareness of the Aboriginal community. Thank you so much, Brother Elohim, for the message.
Thank you
and
very much.
The opportunity.
Thank you very much for being on the line and hanging there with me every week. I appreciate that. And Brother Frank, your mic is open. You want to give your numbers again so that we can, next week we're going to be talking about economics, so we're going to be hearing more about this goal stuff. You want to give your number so we can find out how to purchase this goal from you?
Okay. The number is 215-391-8384. And that would be, once again, that would be 215-391-8384. And, you know, Malcolm X said the ballot or the bullet. And I've been thinking recently here, the Black Panther Party needs to start up again. We do need to have a black gun club and teach the youth that the guns are to be used to protect us and not to kill us and ourselves. And
okay.
So
we only got about one minute left, right? So I'm just going to recap what you said a minute ago. We're talking about a way to purchase. Yeah, we got about 90 seconds. A way to purchase gold and a way to get gold so that we can use gold more effectively. And that calling number is 215-391-8384. And you give them a call. What's the best time to call this number?
Any time.
Okay, so you heard it right from the horse's mouth. You can call him anytime, and he can tell you about this goal. We need to know about goal, okay? Now, this is the Elohim Speaks Sunday show. We're here every Sunday. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9, and we'll be talking about solutions to the problems. We don't really talk about the problems too much, but we talk about solutions, what you can do to solve some of the issues and the problems that we're going through. And most of the problems that we have is because of misinformation that we have been getting from the 1%. We don't know how to read the Bible. The Bible is not a religious book. It's a history book given to you by your ancestors to help you make you wise. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the ability to not make the same mistake twice. And that's what we've been doing. We've been making the same mistakes over and over again. And somebody once said that, well, we got about 10 seconds. Somebody said you make the same mistake over and over and expect a different result. That's the mark of insanity. Are we crazy trying to keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result? We're not crazy. We have good sense. But we have to be mindful that we're sending our children to their schools, and their schools are not giving them the type of information that they need to conquer the culture of dog-eat-dog and survival of the fittest. That's the culture that we function under. And you have to be very okay. So we have now run out of time, and I want to thank those who are on the line, and I apologize for those who I texted number two. I'm going to send you a text out. They've been calling me. I'm saying, oh, my goodness, what have I done? And I just want to say that I love you. Thank you very much. And I will see you. I will see you. Well, we'll talk next Sunday, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks.